smoke alarm went off upstairs. Because the order can't get upstairs, we're sleeping downstairs. So I woke up and it was full of smoke, but it was pretty high up, like, you know, we couldn't breathe so good. And the vestibule door has a glass panel in, you could see glow, sort of thing. So I opened the door for have a look, and flames sort of come through the letterbox, which were where the fire were, come towards us, like. And so I shut the door, went back, got some water in a bowl from out of sinking back, went and threw it on fire. It stopped it, and then it flared up again. Got Audrey out of chair and into back extension and sat on the chair. And we have a thing with the children living next door, knock on bedroom wall, and they can hear us and they'll come right away. So they came.
I mean, going back to you hearing the smoke alarms going off and you're thinking there's a fire, what did you think when you saw it in the front door area?
Well, somebody's made a mistake and shoved something through causing a fire. Through the letterbox. That's where it were, it was letterbox. And that's where all the flames were coming out of. And I thought, somebody's made a mistake, picked up the wrong house. If they have to revenge or something on somebody else, it's the wrong house.
I mean, like, you've been very brave to actually think, I'm going to tackle this fire myself.
Just not do it. Just got water and chucked it on. Even police have said, you've got animals on the door. You know, it's hard door because it's a disabled place. They shouldn't have picked on it, you know. We've lived here 57 years. And never had no trouble, have we?
No.
Getting very emotional.
He
it was
said you...
a bad dream. When we were at the hospital, just lay on the bed there, thinking, well, this doesn't happen normally, you know. Bad dream.
57 years, never any trouble, and then suddenly that happens. I mean, it's going to be emotional.
The thing where the door, where it was coming through, there's a gas box there in the little cupboard in the wall. If that had set on fire, a lot of it blew up. Probably blew the whole street up. But fortunately, it didn't get to that.
Like I say, fortunately, you and your wife and your family are safe.
We survived. Well, a lot of street, have I?
What have the police said? Have you heard anything about what they think? Or
they want to try to sort it out, yeah. They've been asking questions up and down the street, so it seems. Try and get a lead about it.
But like you say, they think an accelerant's been used, don't they? So it is a deliberate attack, whether you were the meant target or not.
Well, it is, yeah. Well, a letterbox won't set on fire on its own. You know, someone had been shoved through and it were all flames coming in. And when they undid that vestibule door, because they were all sealed in, there was a great big cloud of smoke came out. And it filled the room then and it was choking. It were. Well, I'm still coughing black, jet black coming up, you know, off my lungs. So if we'd have been sleeping upstairs, we probably wouldn't have had a chance. But fortunately, we were sleeping downstairs because Audrey can't get upstairs. If we'd been sleeping upstairs, it could have just gone up, you know. But we've been fortunate because we were sleeping in a room where the fire was starting.